Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dr. Jeff says, have you met Joel Fulton? He owns the Cricket Club and Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek. He actually married Marcy and I. Whoa, too cool. Send me his number. I'll stop by. I'm hoping to meet this afternoon with the president of marketing for WBCK, and I might have some downtime waiting for that appointment to confirm, and I'll stop by and say, hey, I did not realize Battle Creek is really kind of like a small northern Michigan town. It's kind of spread out. There's not really a quote-unquote downtown Battle Creek. There's somewhat of a commercialized street road off the expressway. But the hotels, the restaurants, had dinner last night at Moon Rakers. For those of you in the Battle Creek area, you know what I'm talking about. Was really surprised. Yellow Belly Lake Perch. Perch dinner for $14.99. I had coleslaw and some steamed vegetables with it. And, man, it was really, really good. So I highly recommend Moonrakers in Battle Creek. One of the things that is really interesting in the training I went through last night on the door knocking, you have 7 seconds to say something that will get the person to interact with you. The class basically breaking it down into 2 segments. 7 seconds to get someone's attention, agreement to basically interact with you, and then 15 seconds to respond to something. Now, this is a perfect example. I'm going to use it for Vicky's campaign. She's going to be filing this week to be on the ballot for the Antrim County Clerk's position. She's running for county clerk in Antrim County. The first thing you do when you knock on the door, you ring the doorbell, is you back up. You get off the porch. You get on the sidewalk. He recommended anywhere from 8 to 10 feet away from the door. You don't want to be standing right in their threshold. When they open the door, you don't want to be right there in their face. So you back up. They come to the door, and they're mad. They're mad because somebody is at their house, and they don't know who it is. Unexpected, not invited, not expecting anybody. Dogs are barking. Whatever's going on in the house, you are an interruption. The first thing out of your mouth is, I am so sorry to bother you. What is that, 3 seconds? Maybe 4? Well, that's okay. What do you want? That's usually the response he said you'll get. My name is Randy. I'm here on behalf of somebody that's wanting to be your county clerk. Do you know who your county clerk is? It's the first question you ask to set up the 15 seconds of basically polling and delivery. If you're taking notes, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, back up. They come to the door. I am so sorry to bother you. My name is Randy. I'm here on behalf of my wife, Victoria Bishop. She's running to be county clerk. Do you know who your county clerk is? You're knocking on door for county commissioner. Do you know who your county commissioner is? You're knocking on a door for a state representative. Do you know who your state representative is? Whatever effort campaign that you're knocking on doors for, you need to ask that question right out of the box. Yeah, I know who the county clerk is. It's Cheryl Guy. Well, she's retiring. Did you know that? No, I didn't know that. Yes. My question is, there's a primary on August 6th. Were you aware of that? No. Yep, there's a primary on August 6th. Do you plan to vote in that primary now that you know about it? Yeah, I might. I wasn't planning on it because I didn't even know about it, but yeah. Okay, if you were going to vote, are you going to vote absentee ballot? Are you going to vote 9 days early? Or are you going to wait and vote on election day? Well, if I vote, I'll probably vote on election day. Very good. Hand them, stick out your literature, your business card for your candidate. We greatly appreciate if you would consider voting for, in my situation, my wife, Victoria Bishop, running for clerk on August 6th in the primary. Here's a card to stick with your driver's license. So when you go to the polling place, you pull out your license to get your ballot, you'll remember who to vote for clerk. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And they'll start to shut the door. Oh, before I leave, real quick, you got to pull a Columbo on them. Remember the TV show Columbo? He'd always act like he's walking away, and then he'd turn around with his squinty eyes and go, oh, I'm sorry. One thing I don't understand. Could you clarify this for me? The question is, how many adults – voting age adults live in your household? Well, it's my husband and our daughter. She's going to college and community college here, and she lives at home. Okay, do you mind if I give you two other cards for them? Ask your husband and your daughter to put it in their driver's license with their driver's license so they'll know who to vote for as well. Sure. And you hand them two more cards or two more literature. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry to have bothered you. You're welcome. And they shut the door. Now, if you actually play that out in a real world situation, you're probably not at that door more than a minute. He said ultimately you'd like to keep it between 30 and 45 seconds. Do not, if it's a subdivision setting, do not walk across the grass. Especially if you're in summertime, they may have fertilized, they have manicured yards, they don't like people walking on their freshly cut grass or fertilized grass. Walk down the driveway, out into the road or sidewalk, and go to the next door. Now, that's not really probably an issue for us, because instead of walking, we go back to the driveway and get in our car, drive to the next house, because it's like 100, 200 yards away. You got to understand, only one out of four people are going to answer their door or even be home. Now, in that case, on your cards or on your literature, have a place for you to write a handwritten note. Sorry I missed you. Please give me a call. We would like to talk with you. And put it in the door, in the outer storm door, or tuck it into the seal of their door if they don't have a storm door. Do not put it in the mailbox. That is tampering with mail without a stamp. Do not put it in the mailbox. You can put it on the mailbox, like the red flag, but it'll probably blow off. You can't even, like, stick it in to the edge of the flap of the mailbox where it gets stuck and wouldn't be able to blow away. You can't put it in the mailbox. Unless it has a stamp on it, it can't go in the mailbox. But put it in the door, and hopefully they'll get it. And hopefully, because your business card will have a phone number on it, or your literature will have a phone number on it, they'll give you a call. Yeah, I got this card in my door, and you guys wrote a note on the back, asked me to call. Yes, thank you so much for calling. We were there visiting. We missed you. We'd like you to consider voting for our candidate for whatever office it is you dropped it off. For me, they'd give me a call to vote for my wife to be county clerk in Antrim County. The thing of it is, it is not 100% success rate. You got to understand this. This is almost kind of like Major League Baseball. One out of four hits, you're batting 250. Yeah, that's mediocre. That's okay. If you get 3 out of 10 people to answer the door on a Saturday, you're batting 300. You're going into the Hall of Fame. That's how much actual results you're going to expect. Now, he did go on and give us a little bit of training about phone calls. If somebody will answer their phone from an unknown number, you have 3 seconds. 3 seconds to say this. Thank you for taking my call. That's all you have to do before they hang up on you. If you thank them for taking your call. How many times have we had the spam callers call us? Is this Randy Bishop? Oh, is this Randy Bishop? Okay, not interested. Take me off your list. Click, I hang up. Thank you for taking my call. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Downstate Kim interacting with the show today. She said that when she was out door knocking, I was told not to put anything anywhere on the mailbox, not even the flag, unless the open newspaper slot was at the bottom. If it doesn't have a paid postage in the corner, it is illegal if it is in your mailbox or even touching your mailbox. Well, that's not what Sam said last night, and I agree. It should be in the newspaper slot if they have one. But here's the point. The law, which is what I think he was referring to, says that it is inside the mailbox where it'd be tampering with their mail. Not going to get into disputes. I'd rather leave it personally up on the door. If there's any way possible, or the side door where the garage is, maybe they're coming in through the garage and they see something sticking out of the side door to the house, maybe do that way. Don't really care at this point. Rick says, I love telephone solicitors. I mess with them big time. I play and act like I'm slow or mentally impaired. You'd be amazed how fast they hang up on me. Now, that's just cruel. That's mean, dude. Oh, man. I do something that's even worse. Vicky hates it when I do it, so I'm not going to mention it on the radio. But yeah, if you want to know what I say to them, just text me phone. I'll send it to you. Not only does it need postage legally, it has to go through the mail. I understand totally. All right, one last point. When you're making phone calls, thank you for taking my call. My name is. You tell them your name. Don't ask them their name, because you're calling from a call list. You already know who the name is. You know who the number belongs to. Don't ask them their name. Tell them yours after you thank them for taking the call. The reason I'm calling is I'm representing Victoria Bishop. She's running for Antrim County Clerk. Do you know who the clerk is? Same pitch, basically, you give at the door. No, I do not. Well, Cheryl Guy, she's retiring, and my wife, Vicky, is running for that office. The primary is August 6th. Were you planning on voting in the primary? Well, no, I didn't even realize there was one. Well, yes, it's the first Tuesday in August, August 6th. And if you did decide to vote, would you be voting early, absentee, or would you vote on Election Day? Well, if I was going to vote, I'd probably vote on Election Day. Or I might vote absentee early. I'm not really sure. Well, whatever you decide to do, we'd greatly appreciate it if you consider voting for Victoria Bishop. You're saying the name at least three times. Magic comes in threes. Whether you're not knocking on doors or whether you're making a phone call, you want to mention the candidate's name three times. Thank you so much for taking my call. You have a great day. Click. Thank you. Okay, whatever. Yeah. You appreciate their time. Dave Ajima, who's knocked on many a doors. Anywhere on the outside of the mailbox is okay. I was an expert on beating any mailbox, just not in it. I asked my mailman. So, differences of opinion. Not going to get into different stories and links, whatever. Okay, I've got a ton of people texting me, phone. All right, I will write it out at the top of the hour news break. I will send it to, let's see, Rick was the first response, so I'll send it to Rick, and then I'll copy it and send it to you other guys. Now, do not share this with anybody. This is what Trucker Randy does. Okay? This is not Randy Bishop personally. It is not any representation of the radio station in any way, shape, or form. This is what the character Trucker Randy does with phone canvassers. So, yeah, I'll send it to you guys. Text me phone. I'll copy and paste it and send it to you. Oh, man, this is going to be, I don't think this is good. Oh, this is not going to be good. I'm going to do it anyway. I appreciate you guys asking for it. We've got stories coming from Lansing. We're going to talk about today's show. We're also going to cover a couple stories about these candidates running for U.S. Senate. And also, we're going to have a little discussion about what's going on down here in Calhoun County, Battle Creek area. Sam, who taught the class last night, was imploring the members of the Calhoun County Republican Party to knock on doors and to drive the negatives up on the Democrat State Representative Jim Hadsma. He's an attorney, and he is absolutely lockstep in sync with the Democrats in Lansing and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And he also has a very checkered past when it comes to women. We're going to talk about that. That's it for hour number one. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. I'll send you the phone text. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program,